All right. Welcome, everyone. My name is Jennifer Hensel. This is the 5,000 member celebration for women in podcasting.
Welcome to the Women in Podcasting Show. Enjoy inspiring stories, interesting interviews, and powerful strategies from women around the world. Jennifer Hensel spotlights today's top podcasters, new podcasters, and expert guests. Get tips for leveling up your life, gaining visibility, growing your business, monetizing your podcast, and so much more. We invite you to support women in finding their voice and sharing their passion. It's all about women empowering women.
For being here. Thank you for your patience. I'm just going to be admitting people for the first few minutes here. And I have somewhat of a co-host today, Angela Fazer of Social Bliss Blueprint. Welcome, Angela. Introduce yourself, please.
Yeah, I'm Angela Fazer of Angela's Social Bliss Blueprint. I help small businesses with their content creation, social media content, and management. I don't know if you've seen in one of Jennifer's other groups, I do all their posts I post in the evenings just for some interaction and engagement. And I help small business owners just to get recognized on social media by creating your content for you. I also run a content club that gets you all the engaging content you need to get more followers and turn them into customers on your social media.
Yes, she really helps out my business. She's been on an episode of the podcast as well. And she's my sister. So it's really neat because Angela created a business and was able to monetize her message during the pandemic. And Angela doesn't have a podcast yet, but she's a great podcast guest if you're looking for a podcast guest about content creation and marketing. So thanks, Angela.
Very much for having me.
Yeah, thanks everybody for showing up. My name is Jennifer Hensel, and this is the 5,000 member celebration for women in podcasting. Thank you so much for being part of the group and for being here today. Really appreciate every single one of you. All right, lots of people popping in. So excited to meet some of you face to face. We've been engaging in the group for quite a while, but now I finally get to meet some of you face to face. I'm very, very excited to hear from each of you. So my name is Jennifer Hensel. I'm the founder of Inspired Influencers and the Women in Podcasting VIP Club and the Women in Podcasting Show and the Facebook group. And I also have a second podcast with my husband called Inspiring Influencers. And we have storytellers and influencers and thought leaders over there in that one. So I have the two podcasts. And they're both shows as well. We have the podcast and the video versions of those. I love talking about igniting your inner influencer, building communities that convert. I've built a lot of communities before the Women in Podcasting group and before the pandemic. I had a large business network that I founded from the beginning. Some of you may have heard the first episode of Women in Podcasting, but I just invited a bunch of business owners to lunch one day. And to my surprise, 50 business owners showed up. And, you know, I found out that I wasn't the only one feeling stuck and isolated. And that one meeting turned into a group, and that one group turned into multiple groups around my region. I had a different group in every city around my region, and it became a network, a circle of support for entrepreneurs. And then I've been studying podcasting for about 10 years, but finally started my podcast, I guess, right at the beginning of the pandemic. So yeah, it took me a long time, you know, so you don't have to have everything perfect. And I put action to a lot of things over the past 10 years. I took my business from part-time to full-time. I took a lot of action steps, but the podcast was the one thing I kept putting on the back burner. And during that time, though, I did a lot of learning and meeting a lot of people in the industry. So I made a lot of connections, but it really took me that long to take the leap. And, you know, I think we all struggle with that kind of thing, don't we, where we put things on the back burner that we really have a passion for, that we really want to do. And so being part of a community, I have found that it makes a huge difference. So that's why I'm just so thrilled that you're all here. I have a real passion for community. And so those are the topics I like to talk about: building communities that convert and monetizing your message. So if you're looking to have me on your show, I would love to do that. And I just want to let everybody know we're recording today. So please note that this is all being recorded. This session is for you, for all of us to network, to get to know each other. And the community is vital. It's a vital part of the human experience. I think that human connection is just one of the most important things we can do in our life. And I learned that the hard way, as I just told you in my story there, because doing it alone can really just cause burnout. That's what I experienced. And it's no fun. But being part of a community is just so much fun. I've had so many wonderful experiences connecting with so many of you in the group. And the good news is you don't have to do it alone. We can all help each other. So that's why we're here today. And there's just so many amazing women in the group. I'm just so touched by the, you know, overflowing wisdom and wonderful things people are doing to get their voice out there and get their message out there. And I just have overflowing gratitude for each of you and your message. So thank you so much. And a big special thank you to those who have joined the VIP club in the last year. I mean, what an amazing group we have going there. And there's so many resources for you in the site. I love creating resources for you guys that you can use to grow and monetize your podcast. So if you haven't logged in, make sure you get that. I can send you the link to log in and you can check out everything that's there. A lot of the members haven't dived into all the different products yet. So I'd love to get you connected with all the resources that are at your fingertips there with that. All right. So your impactful intros, I really want to give each of you an opportunity to introduce yourself. And I'm excited to meet each of you face to face. I'm just so excited for it. So I'd love to hear about you, your podcast, your audience, how you want to connect with people. If you're a guest, tell us about your expertise and topic, and then we will add that to the show. So that's going to be exciting to get your message out there further. So those who are new, just know you don't have to tell everything about everything, right? You can just tell us the highlights of who you serve, what your show is about, and how people can find you. Make sure you tell us a link or some call to action of how you want people to connect with you further. Okay. All right. How about if we start with, I think Amy and Nancy were here first. Let's start with Amy. Tell us all about you and your podcast.
Thank you very much. So I have a fascination for understanding what drives people in life, and working with my life purpose coaching clients, I have a podcast called Focus on Why, because why is often at the heart of all of our conversations. And at the beginning of lockdown last year, as one door closed with one business, with another business partner, I had another podcast with them, another door opened and I launched Focus on Why. And that was at the beginning of lockdown. So 30th of April, I launched, having just had the idea on the 1st of April. And it's now a top 1% global podcast. And today I released episode 218. So it's been quite prolific, quite a lot of podcasts. But I speak with people from all walks of life and provide uplifting and relatable conversations designed to inspire people to take action. My name is Amy Rowlandson, and I'm a life purpose coach, a master NLP coach. I'm a professional investor and a professional speaker, and I help people to focus on why, uniting their passion with their purpose to create a plan to live a life that is fulfilling, to avoid midlife crises and to start or create midlife beginnings. So no more filling in the moments, but moments that are fulfilling. And through the podcast, I choose to give a gift, which is a living legacy, I guess, of inspiration, insight and knowledge to create positive ripple effects, because I believe that life is all about the people you meet and the concepts and the things that you create with one another. So yeah, that's, I'm fascinated by why you do what you do.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much, Amy. Now, Amy, where can people find you and your podcast?
Okay, so the easiest way is to go to amyrowlandson.com, and the podcast is Focus on Why. It's available on all platforms.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you, Amy. So nice to meet you in person. And Amy, you're all the way from the UK.
I am. It is currently almost 11:15 in the evening, so I stayed up specially to join you all.
Oh, thank you so much. All right, up next, Nancy. Thank you for being here. I think we need to unmute you. There we go.
Here.
Yes.
Well, I'm on the fence with podcasting. I've thought about launching a podcast, took some classes, and really felt overwhelmed. I like the video aspect of it and the being able to see, because that's one of my strengths, is coming across really well that way. What I don't like and what overwhelms me is having to edit and review and do all that other junk, I call it, as part of it. And I should back up a little bit. I own a publishing company called History Suit Press. So my niche is local history. And I'm an author, so I've written a couple of books about local history. I'm in Oregon, and the books are very focused on the area county in which I live, which is Clackamas County. I wrote a column for our local newspaper for 5 years, and my audience is people 55 and over. Those are the people that read the column, and I'm not convinced that those people are listening to podcasts. So I'm here, I guess, to kind of find out what you all are all about, and if maybe I'm missing the boat with podcasting. I personally don't listen to podcasts. I don't want to monkey around with trying to find where they are and what time they are. And I think there may be other people like that out there. So I don't know. But I'm certainly willing to keep an open mind.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're here, because, you know, it's a great way to, if you like video, you can easily repurpose and recycle your content. It's just one extra channel, really, to reach those other people, because there are a lot of people in that age demographic that do listen to podcasts. And it's proven they actually, people listen to podcasts longer than they watch videos or read text. So it is just one extra place for you, Nancy, where you can get your message out there. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be the main thing. It could just be like one extra thing. And you know what? It took me that 10 years because the technology used to be so difficult. And now it's easier than ever. Like it's, you know, someone could set you up with a really easy system where you don't have to do any of that. It doesn't have to be super polished and edited to go out into the podcast. I mean, if you're doing video and you like that, then whatever that is, you can just extract the audio and send it to your podcast host. So yeah, well, glad you're here. You know what? Another way to jump in too, Nancy, and for anyone else listening with the same similar question, is that you could start out by being a guest on podcasts and see if you have much response. And just so you guys know, in the VIP club, there's a full, huge program to help you with getting podcast gigs and to be a guest on podcasts.
What was that called again?
Well, it's in the VIP club. It's in the Women in Podcast. I think you're a member, right, Nancy?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's in the I can send you the link if you like for logging in to your account. And then it's getting more guest gigs is what it is. And it's complimentary to anybody who's in the VIP club. It's part of your membership.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
There's a huge manual with, you know, templates for writing to podcasters to get the gigs, and a whole system to help you get guest gigs on other people's podcasts. Podcasters, you agree that might be a good way for her to jump in, maybe be a guest? Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Nancy. Thanks for sharing. Up next, Jennifer Quinn. Jennifer Quinn, I know you and I have chatted online before, and it's so nice to meet you face to face. Welcome. Tell us about you and your podcast.
Yes. Thank you. And congratulations on 5,000 members. That is just huge. And this is the first time I think that we're connecting virtual eyeball to virtual eyeball, and your energy. It makes so much sense what you said at the beginning, because the group, the energy in the group is so amazing. So thank you for letting me be a part of it. My podcast, I just launched it a few weeks ago. And like you, Jennifer, it has been one of those things in the works. My background is digital marketing. I wrote a book on live streaming. I am a CMO. And then during the lockdown, like all of us, right? I just had this epiphany that I needed to do something. Actually, my coach said, Jennifer, what was it? What was it that happened? Because he said, in the past couple of years, you've accomplished so much. How did that happen? And I said, oh, well, the reason it happened is because years ago in my counselor's office, when I shared everything and dumped my whole life story, I felt seen for the first time. And as a result of that moment of being seen, then I could begin the transformation, because I believe that transformation, lasting transformation, begins with self, self-love, self-care, self-healing. And through that journey, I was able to, and as a result of that being seen moment, I was able to lose half of my body weight, write a best-selling book, and become the CMO of a tech company. And so my podcast is called, when I told him that, he's like, that's your podcast, you know, it's being seen. And the purpose of the podcast is to hold your hand and take you through and interview experts who can give the resources and the tips for you to have your own being seen moment to transform your trauma into your superpower. And so for me, just like many of you, this is my passion project. And it's literally the most fulfilling thing I've ever done. It's just been such an amazing ride. And so I'm really grateful and honored to be here with all of you who are already doing it, because this is, you know, new to me. But it's just been amazing. And you can connect with me at jennyqlive.com.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for sharing all that. What a story.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me be here. It's really an honor to be a part of this.
Oh, wonderful. I appreciate you being here. Thank you. All right. So up next, I'm going to invite up Jedediah, because she said she had to go. So are you there, Jedediah? Am I saying your name correctly?
Jadida.
Jadida.
Yes.
My apologies.
I'm Jadida Paranja, and I am a product marketer. My background is in marketing, and I work in the software space, specifically software as a service space. So my journey to podcasting started also during the pandemic. So a few years back, I started a blog called Gap News, and I wanted to advocate for women and to tell women's stories and issues, and really to educate, empower, and inspire women. And then fast forward to about 4 years after I started the blog, I thought, well, maybe we need a platform where women can actually talk about these stories and issues. And so I started a Facebook group called Gap News Women. And, you know, a place for women to connect, collaborate, and engage with each other in the spirit of sisterhood. And then in 2020, the pandemic happened, and I had put on my vision board about 3 years ago that I wanted to have a podcast. And one day I was sitting at home and I was like, gosh, there's so much time. I work remotely. I have nowhere to go. I might as well figure out this podcasting thing. And so I taught myself how to do it. And that's how Her Canvas came about. That's the name of my podcast. And really, my mission is to inspire women to live their best lives by talking about women's stories and issues such as, domestic violence and sexual assault and gender equality and reproductive health. We also talk about personal finance, and then also lifestyle. Health, beauty, fashion, food, because we can't be serious all the time. And, the biggest takeaway is that all of these things are not mutually exclusive. They're interrelated. So if you're financially stable, then you are able to get out of abusive situations. You're able to live a healthier lifestyle. You're able to, buy that dress you wanted to buy, whatever it is. And so really, I want to inspire women to live their best lives. And how to connect with me is Her Canvas. I will add the link to the chat. I'm in all podcasting platforms, so Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, and the like. And also, you can also join my Facebook group. It's called Gap News Women. That's GAPMUSE Women. And yeah, that's all about me.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And thank you for reminding me, Jadida, if everybody could please, when you speak or after you speak, put your link in the chat, and then I can include it in the show notes. Okay. So far we've had Amy. Oh, Amy, you put yours in there. Thank you. And Nancy and Jennifer, if you could put your links in there, that would be super. Thank you so much for sharing. All right. Up next, Heather. Heather Murphy, come on up and tell us about you and your podcast.
Hi, I'm Heather, and I have been a genealogist for 20 years. So I spend my time helping people build their family trees, doing it for them or teaching them how. And at the beginning of 2020, as I was working through some mindset issues with my business, I realized that family history research and being and knowing those peoples has much more to give than most people take. And so now I help women become more self-aware of their beliefs and their beliefs and their behaviors by looking at their ancestors, because your story did not start with you. It started in the generations before you. And in order for you to more fully understand yourself, you need to understand what happened to those people and how their lives affect who you are today. And my podcast is called Stories in Our Roots. And I interview people about how they have learned about their family history and what difference has that made in their lives. Has that strengthened a relationship with a family member? Has it helped them when they were struggling with anxiety? Has it strengthened relationships with family members they didn't even know they had? And the impact that that has made in their lives. And so I love showing the why behind researching your family tree. It's way more than just names and dates that are on a chart. You can find me at storiesinourroots.com.
Oh, I love that. And I'm going to check that out for sure. That sounds fascinating. Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing, Heather. All right, up next, Gina. Gina, welcome. Thank you for being here. Tell us about you and your podcast.
Oh, hi, everybody. I actually don't have a podcast yet. I never really thought about doing one, but I am doing a lot of guesting. And so I thought this would be a really good platform for me to connect with other people who might be looking for guests. I mean, the more I'm listening to you, I'm just wondering, but that's in the back of my head for right now, since I just launched my business in June, and I help women overcome abuse and discover joy by teaching them how to nurture a relationship with God and themselves so that they can live a peaceful, playful, purposeful life past the trauma of childhood sexual trauma and abuse. My program is The Bridge to Breakthroughs, and it has five keys within it. And you can find me at GinaRolkowski.com. And like I said, I'm really just here because I'm really looking for guesting opportunities. And it's also nice to connect with like faces, because it can be very overwhelming to be on all sorts of like groups and, you know, and then, I mean, and by the time I'm busy working in the groups, I'm also like, oh, I've got work that I really need to do. So I don't, you know, so I was really excited to have this chance to connect with all of you and, you know, get to know some of you and hopefully be a guest if you guys are looking for guests and look for any kind of networking that I could do too, since my business is fairly new. So I'm excited to be here. Thank you. And congratulations. Your story is very inspiring to hear, you know, other women who were talking about, you know, launching and having and the success that they've had, because it can get a little isolating and lonely. So I'm really grateful to have a chance to connect with all of you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing, Gina. And we just love it that you're a guest, and maybe there's someone here who has heard your story and wants to invite you onto their podcast. So thank you for sharing that. Sounds like you'd be great as a podcaster too, though. So at some point, but yes, that's great that you're a guest and we are so glad you're here with us, and thank you. All right. Up next, Maria, come up and tell us about you and your podcast, or are you an expert guest?
Hi, thank you so much. I actually joined this group just yesterday. It just popped up in my Facebook feed and I was intrigued. So, and then I got an email from you, Jennifer, saying there's a Zoom call this afternoon. So I said, why not? I'm Maria Tomas Keegan. I am a career and life coach for women in transition. And I am launching just 3 weeks into my launch of the fifth season of my podcast. I started on my own social media platform and was doing it on a lark, just interviewing women who had interesting stories to tell. And I did it once a month. And then I wrote a book with a bunch of other wonderful women, and I interviewed all of them to help promote the book. So then I did it twice a month. And then someone who it has been a mentor for me in podcasting was a guest on my show and said, why don't you come bring these video podcasts to my network? So I went on to RHGTV network with just the video podcasts, and they merged to Voice America TV network. And I have been the number one most watched show on Voice America TV for 15 months running. And now I've decided in this fifth season to pivot and shift a little bit. And I'm expanding our reach to the live streaming platforms on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube live every Wednesday. And for the first time, taking the audio version of the podcast to all the audio channels. So, and the other shift we're making this year is to focus on career transition. So as a transition expert, I have the last four seasons talked about all kinds of transition. Speaking with women who either have stories of their own transition, whether that's loss or divorce or career, and anything else in everything else in between. This year, because of the pandemic, and because so many women are thinking and feeling differently about the work they do in the world, I am focusing on having women come on who have stories of career transition, or are another career expert, and they're sharing their expertise with the audience. I have a 30-year corporate background. So I know a little bit about careers and career transition. I have worked for IBM, and I have worked for very small family-owned companies. So I've got a lot of breadth of experience, and I love to bring that as a mentor and coach to our audience and create resources with every episode. So I'm in Arizona. I'm just delighted to be here, and I really appreciate, Jennifer, that you've brought this community together.
Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing, Maria. That sounds like you have extensive experience there to share on other people's show as a guest or in your own podcast. So thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. So Kathy, you're up next. Let's hear about you.
Great. Thank you very much for having me. This is an amazing group of ladies. And it's interesting you mentioned the career transition and that sort of life. So basically, I don't have my own podcast. I am putting myself out as an expert in the fields to help others. I just left my corporate job a few months ago. I've been a financial planner for about 10 years and realized that pushing the corporate agenda was not helping my cause and my calling. And so basically my focus is on helping women 55 up, so midlifers, to rediscover those things that really are our brilliances and our genius and those things that really bring us to life and make us excited, because so many of us have kind of lost track of ourselves over the years. We've been so busy as mothers or workers, or, you know, we've just forgotten who we are and what we want to do. So I'm obviously still incorporating my financial planning background, because money is intertwined with everything in our life. But my main focus is on helping to just allow women to, well, give themselves permission, because that's a huge thing that we don't do, is give ourselves permission to think about what we want and to take what we want. And I feel that as women, it's our time to rise and support each other and to bring about some change around here. So I would love to be on any podcast that focus on women going through transitions, women going through just an identity change and awakening. Those are the big focuses of the work I'm doing. So I'm so happy to be here, and I love all the stories you guys are telling. So thanks for having us, Jennifer.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing, Kathy. And I think we've connected for a while online, and this is our first time meeting in person. It's so exciting to meet you face to face.
But you're in Vancouver, right?
Yes.
So we actually met long, long ago.
Oh.
In real life.
Oh, okay. My apologies. For... Then you probably know then I've done over 500 events, large and small, you know, from large conferences to small networking events. So I'm so sorry.
Oh, no worries. No worries.
Are you from the Vancouver area?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Super. Well, thank you for being here. So neat to bring all the worlds together.
That's right.
Awesome. Well, and I like what's happening in our chat here. So Maria or Jennifer, Maria said you're in Arizona, right? Is that Maria? You're in Arizona?
I am. Yes.
And then Jennifer Quinn said you accidentally moved to Arizona.
I did. I accidentally moved to Scottsdale this summer. It talk about transition. I just came here for 2 weeks and then never left and now signed a lease for a year.
Oh, that's amazing. It must be a great city.
Welcome to the Valley of the Sun.
Yes, that's what it did. It was the sun and the heat. So
nice. And thank you for everyone who is sharing their link in the chat there. Make sure you put it in there so that I can grab it. I can copy and paste it and we'll put it in the show notes. All right. So up next, Stephanie, come on up and tell us about you.
Hello, friends. My name is Stephanie Goodman, and I'm from Utah. I'm a mother of three, and I have two bonus sons. I'm a remarried situation. And that's actually what my podcast is focused on. It's titled, I'm No Therapist, But I do have real life experiences, and I have so many amazing, influential friends that I would love to have them tell their stories. And I've always been a story gatherer since I was a little girl, especially when it came to relationship stories. I've always loved a man and a woman found each other and fell in love, and this is how it works, right? So I was married for 10 years, and then I was single for a year and a half, and now I feel like I've met the man of my dreams, and we've been together for 15 years, and we have many single friends that come to our home and ask us, what is it that we do that makes our relationship thrive the way that it does? So I started my podcast. That's what we're focused on. And this has been an exciting journey. I also have had this up on my vision board for about 3 years. I've wanted to do a podcast, and it's taken on many different levels of names, but this is what we're sticking with, and it's been a lot of fun. So I launched my podcast on the 2nd of September of this year. So it's been a lot of fun. I'm still learning how to market it properly and where to put it. It's on YouTube, it's on Instagram, and all the podcasts. Well, it's through Spreaker, and whatever Spreaker reaches out to, I think Apple, iHeart. No, I can't think of any. Guess I better know where my voice is going, but I'm brand new to this experience, and I have incredible support from my friends and my family, and especially my husband. So we'll do a video podcast of my husband and I talking about a subject that I think is passionate. Like today's date is actually talking about Will It Blend. My husband is in film and he's in marketing. And when we first married in 2006, he worked for a blender company, and raise your hand if you know Blendtec blenders. No, that's okay. I forgive you this time. So he worked for the marketing company of Will It Blend, and he actually put that on YouTube. He made a campaign that went worldwide, and he was pretty well known for that campaign for a while. We were getting a million views a day when we put out one of those videos, which took something from the household and you stuck it in a blender to show you how powerful that blender was. Like, for instance, an iPhone was something that we blended in the blender, and we had different companies that reached out to us. We were on The View, we were on the Today Show, we were on the David Letterman Show. We were just sent all over different places. So we kind of played on that title of Will It Blend? Meaning, will our families blend? And I know that in relationship situations, we need to know, are our families going to blend? And these are different subjects that we focus on for my podcast. And we have guests that arrive, and we have them every other week. So that's what we do. And I'm learning and growing. So I'm really excited to be here amongst these dynamic leaders that are using your voice to share your stories. I'm excited to learn from you.
Well, thank you so much for sharing, Stephanie. I love all the connections that are happening in the chat. And Stephanie, I really appreciate your story. I think what I got out of that story is that you can connect me with Brad Pitt for an interview.
Well, if you want to, we can pull some strings.
Oh, so I missed your link. Can you just put it in the chat if you get a second so I can make sure to put that in the show notes, Stephanie? Thank you so much. And thank you for sharing.
YouTube link is that a podcast link that you want? What would you like from me?
Well, do you have sort of a website with your show notes? Do you have a main link? Or even if it's your iTunes or your Spreaker link, it doesn't matter. Any link where if you want people to connect with you, I can put that in the show notes.
Okay. I'll get that in.
Okay, super. Even if you message it to me after, that's fine. If you can't find it right now. Okay, up next, Whitney Wiley. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited to meet with you face to face, Whitney. Whitney is the most amazing person. She's done some of the Clubhouse chats through the Women in Podcasting group on Clubhouse. So thank you for doing that, Whitney. And Whitney, welcome. Tell us about you and your podcast.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. I love the group. I'm one of those people that you mentioned earlier who has not really tapped into the VIP yet. It's like all these things on my list. And one of these days, I'm like, just going to just set that time aside. But I'm Whitney Wiley, and I actually have a couple podcasts that I co-host, and one that I do solo. And my brief story is that I spent 20 plus years in government affairs in the legal world. I was unhappy in that for the vast majority of that time, and I knew that there was something more that I should be doing with my life. And I had tried entrepreneurship decades ago. It didn't go very well. And so I was really reticent to try it again. But I wasn't finding the work that I was interested in. And my husband, who's my second husband, kept saying, you know, just work for yourself, work for yourself. And I finally took the leap 3 years ago. Left my job as a lawyer and a lobbyist to start shifting into action. And the interesting thing about that is while I was not making great strides right away to make my career transition, people who were coming to me for coaching, that's exactly what they were looking for. And 10 years ago, I got a coaching certificate and specialization in career transitions. And that's what I'd been doing, had been doing that on the side while I was working for the Water Association that I worked for. And that's the piece that I love. So I pretty much focus on helping women, and a lot of my clients are female lawyers. who are looking to make transitions or help in managing their careers. A lot of them are in-house counsel looking to be either general counsel or move up in their companies or to shift out of the legal field altogether. I started my first, I call it a webcast, I guess a blog or whatever, as a Facebook Live in 2019. I was talking to people about their careers, what they loved about it. So I started a program that's called Love Your Work. And I just interview people who love the work that they do to talk about what they love about it, their journey to getting there, and the lessons that they learned along the way. So what I have discovered is that I am a lessons girl. I'm all about experiences and lessons, and believe that the lessons that we have in life are not just meant for us, but they're meant for other people. And so the podcast, the two sort of traditional podcasts, one is called Life Lemons and Lemon Drops. And in that, my co-host is my sister Greer, and it sort of revolved around or started out of, we were talking years and years ago before podcasting was ever born about doing a radio show, but life intervened and we never got around to it. And so it's something we've been talking about for the last couple of years. She is on the verge of retiring from her career, her day job, and going into consulting. And so we started Lemon Drops. Our first episode dropped last August. And then the other Lemon Drops is about sort of what it sounds like, life, things that happen in life. And then the lessons learned, the sweet things that come out of that, the adult version rather than lemonade. And then the other podcast is called Beyond Your Best Plan. Very similar, but nothing like Lemon Drops, oddly enough. I have four co-hosts, so there are five of us. Some women that I met at a mastermind group in November of 2019. We created our own mastermind group from the organized one that we had. And one day we were having our monthly meeting, and someone said, we should be recording these conversations that we're having and then we should share them. I said, we should have a podcast. And then we had a podcast. So I have two that also launched last summer. So we've had a year of episodes with both their weekly programs, and love the work that we're doing with both of those. So, and then the Clubhouse, real briefly, what I'm focusing on, still trying to figure it out, but what I've been trying to focus on, or what I really have a passion about, is for hosts and guests, not on the sort of the technical side of the podcasting, you know, how to get up and running, those sort of things, but the interaction between hosts and guests. I find that really interesting, particularly on the guesting side, on how to be a really good guest. I would think I've learned some things about how to be a good guest, being a guest, and then hosting guests over the past couple of years. Also a best-selling author. I know Kathy from contribution to a book that we're a part of. And so again, it's, for me, it's about lessons and experiences and just sharing those with the world. So that's about me. I can be reached at shiftingintoaction.now.site. I will put that in the link. And then I will also put the link for Lemon Drops. We are I'm always looking for great guests. So if you have a story, you've been through something, you've learned lessons, you are using those lessons to help other people live a better life. Those are the kinds of guests that we're looking for. I will put the link to the application for Lemon Drops in the chat. So thank you very much, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you so much, Whitney. Thank you so much. And thank you for all that you do in the group and for hosting the Clubhouse. Up next, Rachel, tell us about you.
Hi, good evening, everyone. As you can tell, I'm from Huntsville, Alabama, if you didn't notice from the accent. Me and another friend of mine, it's a little more lighthearted than some of you girls have been. So I'm kind of doing a 180, but we do books and bubbles. So we talk about cocktails and what we're reading. And it started out that we were at just a friend's shower and we started talking about what we were reading and kind of what Whitney was saying. We started talking. We're like, this should be a podcast. This is interesting. So we started a year ago. And since then we've interviewed some authors like Linda Olson. And we've got a few more up our sleeve, some local artists here in Alabama. And we also are including cocktails on our website and some merchandise. So, but that's a quick and down and dirty about Bubbly Bibbly.
That's so neat. I'm so excited to finally meet you in person because I've been enjoying your posts. It just looks like so much fun that you guys have.
It is. It's a lot of fun. And I'm really excited about being here. Sorry. I thought it was 5 Eastern. And so that's why I was a little late. Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. No problem. All right. Did I catch everybody or did I miss anyone who's here in the Zoom? And for anyone who's listening on Facebook, we still have time. If you want to pop into the Zoom, I put the Zoom link in the Facebook post in the Women in Podcasting group, and you can still jump in and introduce yourself. But in the meantime, for everyone who's here, I was just wondering if you would like to see now, did everybody see my video of all the things that are in the VIP club? Or do you want me to give you just a really quick few minute demonstration of that? Did you see it or do you want a demonstration?
Demonstration.
Demonstration. Okay. I'm going to do a screen share. If you go to the Inspired Influencers website, and I do give you guys a direct link to get there, but if you needed to find it from my main website, you would go to Inspired Influencers and then members, hover over members. And then there's a link here just for WIP members. So Women in Podcasting members, click there. And then it brings you to this page. And it's just, I put everything in one place so that the Women in Podcasting can find everything that's applicable to you guys that I thought you'd find most helpful. So when you get here, you will log in with your email address and whatever password you set up for yourself, or you can do a password reset if you need to, or if you ever need help getting in or logging in, just reach out to me and I'll be glad to help you in there. And then this will take you to your directory listing. It'll take you to your account where you can update your directory information. So you can go in there and put your information in. This is for guests too, you know, because I've had some people connect through the directory for guests and finding podcasts to be on. And it's another nice place to connect. So update your information there, make sure your websites and everything are on there. And then I'd love for you guys to, now this is going to go on the podcast today with everybody's explanation, but I'd love for each of you to also submit a 5-minute feature. If you click here, I've got the instructions of how to do that. You can just send me a video or an audio and I will feature you on an upcoming episode. So you can click there and it'll show you how to submit that. And then there's the Facebook group link. And then these are all the downloads. So this is some of the mindset stuff and we're always adding new things. So this is some of the mindset things. All of these have tons of downloads in them that you can download and use for yourself. Down here though, I think most people are the most interested. I know someone mentioned when they were just chatting about getting a signature talk together to be a guest and to really have a powerful, impactful story and talk and be as an interviewee to really present yourself in a way that people will want to connect with you. And Story Academy, this is a massive program, you guys. Most people would charge $5,000 or $10,000 for this program that we created, my husband and I. So this was created, my husband had a near-death accident and part of his recovery was telling his story. And so through that, I helped him write a book and he did a TED Talk. He became an author. a TED Talk speaker and an international speaker. So he went from an injured mill worker to an international speaker with the system we created, this storytelling system. You guys have access to this entire thing. It tells you how to do everything from your educational pieces, your introductory pieces, your calls to action, how to create a whole signature talk that you can use in as an interviewee or in a book or just any kind of talk. So you can get everything in there, go to Story Academy, download all of that. There's also all the podcasting resources. There's podcasting templates here. This is the Grow Your Business as a Guest Expert, Getting More Gigs as a Guest program. This is also, all of these are massive programs that people would charge thousands for. You get all of these. My background is as an I was an international trade consultant for many years, but also an instructor in colleges and universities. And so I'm certified as an adult education instructor. So I can create curriculum like crazy. So I love creating all this stuff. I love researching it, putting it together and creating all these things for you. And then 5-day book bliss challenge. This is a 5-day program. You can go through it and it'll show you how to publish through Amazon's KDP program. So you can do it in 5 hours or 5 days or 5 months if you want, but you guys have access to this. And so it'll walk you through how to publish. And not only books, you guys, but you know, one of my most popular items is my workbooks. I have a number of workbooks too. So any of your programs, you can put a nice polished printed workbook with your program or a journal. People just love it. I mean, it's a really nice tangible item because we've moved away from mostly from tangible items, right? I used to sell from stage. It was easy to sell from stage when you held up a CD, you know, with your, when you buy the program, you'll get this huge CD set. We don't sell CDs anymore, but it's nice to be able to offer workbooks and have something tangible that you can hold up and say, hey, join today and you get this workbook. So anyways, there's a whole program for that. Those literally, you guys, this is just a sliver of what you get. There's more. There's the rapid revenue system is to show you how to create an online course. The creating magnetic programs, that's all about creating a one-to-one coaching program and how to sell that, how to monetize your message by offering coaching, one-to-one coaching. And then building a community, because I've built a number of communities. I love communities. I love connecting with people after becoming too isolated and stuck. I just am such an advocate for being part of a community. So that's why I appreciate you all being here so much. And then lots and lots of other things here to help you guys. Client attraction code. There's marketing motivator, breakthrough branding, lots and lots of program. Email marketing lab. I really believe that every podcaster should have a professional email marketing system. I use Constant Contact. But whatever you use, you should really follow up with all your audience and everybody through email marketing. So there's a whole program to show you that as well. So there's lots. You can see there's lots for you guys to dive into. Whatever part you want to learn, I have it all there so that wherever you're at, whatever part you want to learn, you will have the resources and you can dive in to that part. Is that helpful? Does anybody have any questions about the VIP Club or the Academy there? What it is, I've given the Women in Podcasting people access to my Inspired Influencers Academy level of training. So I just love podcasters so much and I love the podcasting community. I wanted to give you the full Academy. So normally that's $97 a month, but I've given it to the Women in Podcasting in your membership to make it affordable for you guys. All right. So we're ready to wrap up here. Does anybody have any closing thoughts or comments you'd like to say before we go?
I have a quick question, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Is it when you're talking about the VIP membership, is that the one that's the $15 or whatever is it, $14.99 or something? Is that right?
Right now it's at $27 a month.
Oh, okay.
But some people in the beginning last year signed up for a lower cost as founding members.
Okay.
So, but for every 100 members, it goes up $10.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Any other questions? Okay.
Actually, yes. I just want to say you're amazing. everything you're offering is amazing. And I'm scheduling time in the VIP this weekend. So I'm on it.
Oh, good. Thank you, Whitney. Thank you so much. Gina.
I just had one more question about, you said you were going to take the notes. Will you be like putting them somewhere? Or is it best for us to like just copy and paste the chat so that I can connect with some of the people who are interested in connecting with me?
Okay, so what I'll do is all of these, I'm trying to copy and paste everything in the chat. so that, and Zoom should give me a download, but you know how technology can be glitchy sometimes. Right. But I will reach out for anybody's link that I miss. And I'm going to put all of your links in the show notes. And then I'll post that the link to the show notes in the Women of Podcasting group.
Okay, great.
For everybody.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Stephanie.
I am starting new with a lot of the media, and I'm wondering, do you promote more for the radio to be gathering your people or to the YouTube to be gathering your people? What are your thoughts on that? Because I know YouTube, a lot of the times for me, is more for a quick view of things. I don't want to spend the whole time watching something. I don't mind watching my own. Gonna say that. But I'm wondering, what are your thoughts on YouTube versus podcasts?
I mean, it's different for everybody. Some people really shine on YouTube. Each person will have their preference of what really resonates with them and where they're really going to shine and where their genius can really come alive, right? So there's not a right or wrong answer of where to go. It's what resonates with you and where you connect with people. For me, it's building communities and connecting with people within the community. There's some people in the marketing camp that would say, just pick one or two places that are your favorite. For me, I like being everywhere because I see everything as an opportunity. So I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, I'm everywhere. And I just don't get involved emotionally. Do you know what I mean? Like I am authentic and I'm emotional as far as my relationships with people, but I don't get involved. Like my world online is different than some people complain about. I make the most happy universe for myself. And I don't get involved with any of the negativity. I've never been burnt out by social media because I have never gotten involved with the negativity. I keep it all positive. I make a happy universe for myself. So I do all of it. I'm on Pinterest. I'm everywhere, right? So it just depends what really resonates with you. But some people, you know, if you do feel you get burnt out by it, just pick one or two that really works for you. So, but there's not a right or wrong answer on either one.
I love it. Thank you. And by the way, this is fantastic. A gathering of these amazing women that are sharing their stories. I'm so proud of you for stepping into that zone and providing us the space. Thank you.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Thank you for saying that. I am just overwhelmed by the brilliant genius that's in this room right now. It just blows me away. It just blows my mind away. I'm so touched by community and women supporting each other. And so I just appreciate all of you being here. And you know, if you guys like this, we can do this every month if you like, if you're interested in connecting in this way and connecting guests with podcasters and just getting to know some of the women in the group. Would you be interested in that? Raise your hand if that's something you'd be interested in. Yes. Okay. Okay. Then I will do that. Now, did I miss anybody? I got everybody, right? Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess we'll say goodbye for now. Thank you all for being here and watch for the link. I'll post the link.
Thank you so much.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Congratulations again.